Good morning. It's 7 o'clock, straight up, on Monday. I said Sunday. Monday, September the 2nd, 2019. Good morning, good morning. I'm feeling a bit subdued this morning. It's like I screwed up my schedule yesterday. I didn't get on the treadmill till 9:30. I didn't get to bed till, 11:30, quarter 12. And the cats got me up at 5:30. And this morning I did not lay back down again. I didn't. I started to and then thought, no, if I do that, then I'm going to lose the morning. I'm going to lose the day. I'll lose this. I'll lose the momentum. I need to get back. Get the day moving. Yes, it's a holiday. For writers, there are no holidays. For me, there are no holidays, even if I wasn't a writer. There would be no holiday today. There are things I want to do, things I need to do, demands that need to be met. So I'm thinking about what am I going to write about for the RMFW blog. I got to have it before Friday, because Friday I'm driving down to Denver to go to the convention. The conference. So I need to get it by Thursday. And today's already Monday, which means I gotta hustle my bustle. So there's like several ideas in my head. I don't know which one to pick. Something that happened on the magic Twitter machine yesterday that has me like questioning my life choices. No, not that way. So the Sifwood Twitter posted a tweet that said in 2015, Sifwood, welcome indies and small presses, and 2016, game writers to be members. And what they meant is active members, because you could be an associate member. But I don't think that's pertinent. So it was a pretty, normal corporate speak tweet. And I think they do one of those about it. Oh, I'm going to say a couple times a day. Almost all of them are scheduled. There's almost never anybody actually at that account, which is understandable, if a little bit well, let's just say it runs counter to my basic value statement regarding social media. Robo-tweets are broadcasts. Broadcasts and social media channels are usually ill-advised. I know a lot of people do it. I'm not convinced it's the right answer. Which is a good segue into the reply that the tweet got, which was, and yet you still have something, I don't know, you still have sales boundaries that precludes some of us from joining. That precludes us from joining. Something like that, I can't remember exactly. It was basically this guy saying, well, yeah, but I don't make enough to... I don't sell enough books to qualify to be a member. It's like, yeah, well... Morning. Yeah. It's a lot easier now than later. The girl in that, the girl in teal. Just don't say this morning. We were both late yesterday, so I think we're both 2 hours earlier this morning. So anyway, it's a, you know, it's like, yeah, I get it. You're not selling enough books to make the sales threshold to be a member even. And it's definitely difficult because the current qualifications kind of chop off at about 10,000 words. So if you've sold a book, if you've got a book published that's like 20, 30, 40,000 words, 40,000 words, the threshold is now $3,200 in a year on a single title for the first 40,000. The rest are free. So there's this, as of yesterday, the pro rate went from 6 to 8 cents. So there's this this exchange, and it sort of sits there for, not a very long period of time. And then some troll gets on who and says, you know, basically, buckle up, Buttercup. By advocating for lowering the standards, you're shitting on everybody who made pro, who worked to get pro status and become members. Which is... which is troubling, because he replied to not only the guy who said it, but also to everybody who follows Sifu. And it sets a tone that I find greatly disgusting. If you have to tear people down to build yourself up, you're not very big to begin with. Just saying. So I went back to the original poster and said, so how can we help you make the threshold? Just basically ignore the asshole. Practicing my positive behavior support by ignoring behavior that I don't agree with and encouraging that which I do. So I asked him, I said, oh, what can I do to help you? And he came back with, well, my book, just the title, needs more reviews. I'll gladly give you a free copy for an honest review. No. Holy crap, I hope people still do this. Who is telling them that this is the right thing to do? It turns out that there's a there's actually a single source for the people who are doing all of the frivolous single word trademark registrations. There's a single source for that. It's a really questionable individual who teaches self-publishing to people who want to make a living at it, and advising them to take all of these sort of specious, in many cases, problematic actions to promote their books. It's like, okay, this isn't exactly the answer, I think. And it's difficult because every path for everybody is different. Everybody takes a different road. When it comes to writing a book, this is really true. When it comes to sales and promotion, it's equally true. There are some things that work, there are some things that don't. There are some things that work, but they're not terribly effective or efficient, which has always been my focus. That's why I don't do bookstores. Bookstores are not efficient. They work. They can sell a few copies there, but you can't sell 1,000 copies there. And I take time away from doing other things that might pay off better. Coming up on it, get ready, stay with me. One post. So I wrote back to him and said, okay, this isn't exactly how things work. Sales drive reviews, reviews don't drive sales. What is it you want from your writing? This is getting to be my standard question, because a lot of the cases, what people want from their writing is immediate gratification. And in many cases, these are people who are in their 40s, 50s, who think that, okay, I'm going to spend 5 years and write a book, and then I'm going to put it for sale. It's going to sell. It's like, no. I've got one guy on a science fiction author's Facebook group who took 5 years to write maybe an 80,000 word book. And it's unlike anything you've ever read. And I was like, I just want to tell the guy, don't make promises you can't keep, because I almost guarantee you that if it took you 5 years to write this book, it's pretty much like every other piece of pretentious crap I've ever seen. I don't know if this is true in this case, because I haven't actually looked at the book, but having been burned by this exact same pattern a dozen times already, I'm pretty sure it's just another piece of pretentious crap behind a bad cover. So I wrote to the guy, I followed him on Twitter, I sent him a DM, said, look, if you're really interested in getting help, I can offer some assistance, I can offer you some insight, but I can't do it on Twitter because this is just, you know, you're looking for serious help, and I can't do it in 120 or 240, however many freaking characters it is now. That happened. So we'll see how that works out. But I was really incensed. I was quite peeved yesterday. This guy would come in, basically troll came in and started crapping on the Sifu stream. I looked him up, and apparently the original tweet aggravated him so much that he took immediately to his podcast to leave a message about what a dork this guy was, and how important it was for him to slap him down. At least I waited till today to be a dork. But it takes me back to, it's not exactly how this works. In terms of a topic for the RMFW blog for next week. I have to post it a week in advance so the editor has a chance to look it over. Which gives us a chance to make some changes if any ever need happening, if ever need to be made, but so far Rachel Kraft has not done more than probably correct a couple of typos. So I'm thinking maybe it's time for me, because I've done this, that's not exactly how this thing works. I've done the reviews, don't drive sales, a couple times. Maybe it's time to reprise it. I keep seeing it from RMFW members on the various RMFW channels, so perhaps it is. Not that anybody who needs it will read it, but you never know. Might help somebody. One of the things that has been really sort of scary to me is that some of the people that I know who were making a living writing are no longer making a living writing. Some really talented people are struggling to make $500 worth of sales a month. These are people with really solid followings, people with regular releases, people who advertise, people who follow the model, the mainstream model, the one that I don't. And they're struggling. You know, some of them are still doing it, but there's a couple, three or four that I was surprised to learn didn't anymore. Which makes me think, oh my God, am I next? See things we don't. Black and white cat crossing the street over there. So I don't advertise. I don't spend any time or money on, well, I've spent $50 on advertising and on Amazon. Those Amazon ads are still running for Ravenwood. It's not doing one iota bit of good. I should probably kill them. In fact, since I started advertising, the sales have dropped off. I used to sell, reliably, I used to sell one book a day. Which also reminds me, I have to go get last month's numbers. I usually reliably sell one book a day for each book of Tanith Fairport series. Which, you know, isn't a lot, but every little bit helps. But I don't do any of those things in any meaningful way. Set it, forget it, Amazon account notwithstanding. And I'm not seeing any kind of degradation in my sales, where there are people who have significant followings, who have good books, who have excellent covers, who do all the things really well, are beginning to fade out. So maybe it's time. Maybe canary in a coal mine. It's not exactly how this works. Across the street, coming up to the house here. Almost at the back gate. I did not have the metronome going this morning. I'm just not even here this morning, really. Just going through the motions. 19 and a half minutes. That, yes, says it right there. But I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.